there. All right, speaking of being there, we're now very happy to welcome back to the show once again Alex Morgan, the star striker for the United States Women's National Team, former Cal Bear, local here to the Bay Area, and also getting ready to go to London 2012. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for coming back to the show. And I'm thinking about London as a town. I mean, can you think of a town that would be a better place for the Olympic Games?
I mean, honestly, this is the perfect setup for my first Olympics. I'm really excited. And you honestly can't get a better host city than London.
And not only that, you're going to be playing, as you did in Germany last summer, you're going to be playing in real soccer stadia, too, not just some old football stadium. That's got to be awesome to be playing where English Premier League and the best players in the world play on a weekly basis.
Oh, definitely. I mean, everyone's been asking me what I'm looking forward to, and it's the stadiums, to be honest. I mean, I really want to play in Wembley. I really want to play in Old Trafford. So it's those sort of stadiums that just have so much history, and it's really exciting to be a part of it.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go to Old Trafford some years ago, and the atmosphere, I mean, you just walk in, and it's almost like a cathedral. And, you know, I'm a fan, and I felt like playing. And I guess last summer in the World Cup, when you think about playing in those great Bundesliga stadiums too, I mean, when you walk in, can you feel the vibe even when it's empty?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I love, you know, playing in or being a fan of a huge stadium like that. It just has so much history in it, and you know, there's just so many moments in those stadiums that have happened that are so historic, and it's really great to just be a part of that now.
Of course, last summer in the World Cup, Alex Morgan, the secret weapon off the bench, scored in the semifinal against France, scored the first goal in the World Cup final. We all had our fingers crossed that would get it done, and then a beautiful assist to the head of Abby Wambach in extra time. It didn't get it done, but one thing that people should know about the ladies in the Olympics is that it is a huge, huge deal, being that the World Cup has only been around since 91. And you think about the men, it's an under-23 thing with a couple of overage players. And I know Great Britain is going to try to put together a team for the first time. But for the women, this is a huge competition, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, the Olympic team is the same team as the World Cup team. A lot of people get confused with that because on the men's side, it's not necessarily the full team. It is the under-23 team with a few exceptions. So this is a huge deal for us, and it's a way for us to almost get revenge if, you know, how the World Cup just happened and we ended up getting the silver medal. It's a great way to come back even stronger the next year, so I'm really happy we have this opportunity.
Rick Tittle with Alex Morgan, and she's going to talk a little bit about how GE Electronic Medical Record Technology is going to be part of the Olympics. But how has your life changed a little bit? I mean, you think about Sports Illustrated and some of the other things, the national TV appearances. Has this last year kind of flown by, Alex?
I mean, it really has flown by. Gosh, it's crazy to think that just about a year ago I was in Germany for the World Cup. It's kind of been a little bit of a whirlwind, and it's been a hectic, busy year. But, you know, I couldn't ask for more. You know, this is my dream job. This is what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I'm living that right now, and I'm just really excited for, you know, this opportunity to play in the Olympics and having the experience of the World Cup. I hope to just have a greater role on this team and feel a lot more comfortable, you know, playing, hopefully getting some more playing time.
Speaking with Alex Morgan, scored 45 goals for the Golden Bears, and I had Hope Solo on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I was describing how impressed I was with just the talent now, and that, you know, Megan Rapinoe, who took her penalties with her right foot, of course, that was her left-footed service from the wing to Wambach's head against Brazil. And as I was describing it, Hope said, "You're giving me chills just thinking about it again." You know, as I described it, have you been able to just put in the DVD and look at it and kind of take in and get those chills again?
I have to tell you that I have watched every game from the World Cup except for the final.
Yeah.
I just don't think that I just don't think I'm ready to see that. And moving forward, the Olympics is just so soon after the World Cup. I think we need to kind of look forward, look ahead, and not really dwell on that final game.
Well, I mean, you were absolutely fantastic in that final, and it had the entire country coming out of our chair. And when you think about some of the other athletes who who were watching, and they weren't just like, ah, it's the girls. No, I mean, I was watching that World Cup, and I forgot it was women. I just knew that these were excellent players. And you think about some of the unsung heroes, like the lapel butt playing herself out of trouble in the back, and just everybody contributing. And as I mentioned, two-footed players, which you don't even see with the men sometimes. You get guys like Aaron Rodgers of the Packers saying, we're behind you. Were you kind of surprised how the whole country really got behind you guys?
You know, at first we were definitely surprised. And then coming home with the silver medal, we still didn't even know how our fans were going to react, how people were going to, you know, were going to support us, or if they were going to still support us as much as they did throughout the World Cup. But I really think that that Brazil game just showed so much heart from us, and I think that's where we really captured a lot of American hearts. And you know, it just showed, you know, such great team chemistry that we had, and you know, it just showed a lot about us. So I think that looking back now, no, I'm not surprised. But while I was going through the experience, I was surprised at how much our fans were supporting us and how much our entire country was behind us.
Couple more questions for Alex Morgan, 2012 Olympian. And Alex, you know, I think about a lot of fans will probably say, well, I mean, Alex Morgan is starting from now on, isn't she? What has Pia changed up any of the formations? Are you still sort of the secret weapon off the bench? Can you tell us anything that has changed since Germany?
You know, since Germany, we've tried out a few different formations. Pia really liked the style that France played in the World Cup, which was a 4-2-3-1, and so we started trying that out, and it did well for us in the first couple of months, but at the same time, that leaves only one forward on the field, and, you know, Abby's not coming off the field. She's an amazing player. She's made her mark on this game, so, you know, getting my opportunity and being and playing with Abby up top in the 4-4-2 formation, I did well, and Pia liked our combination up top, so we've been back to the 4-4-2 more frequently than the other formation, and I've been given a chance to play with Abby a lot more up top.
Well, I mean, obviously, in the World Cup final, you two had a great rapport with each other, and the other thing, Alex, I think that made that World Cup so fantastic, of course, we didn't like the effort in the end, I mean, the result in the end, is this, that the parity of the game made the tournament worth watching, because in the old days, the Americans and maybe the Scandinavians and Germany, they would just go stomp on every other country. But now you look at Brazil and France and Japan. I mean, now you're playing against teams that you just can't dismiss because the parity is there.
I mean, it's honestly amazing how much the women's game has evolved in the last 10, 15 years. You know, we played Japan before the World Cup, and you know, although they were a challenge for us, we didn't ever foresee them facing us in the final of the World Cup. Like, that's, it was just unreal. They had a complete Cinderella story, but at the same time, they've been playing so well this last year, and you just wonder, where did they come from? But, you know, it's just been that steady growth of women's soccer over the past couple of years, and now these teams that you never thought were top five, top ten, are now breaking into that list and are just, you know, blowing people's minds with how well they're doing.
Yeah, and when you do win, I mean, it means more when you think about the competition. Now, finally, Alex, I know that the United States Olympic Committee has just announced this new electronic medical record management through General Electric. And how does something like this work for you?
Yeah, so, GE and USOC, have been a partnership for a couple of years now and have created electronic medical records technology, which means that it's easy and convenient access to my complete medical history, and I can go online and get that medical history, and my doctors and physical therapists and trainers can go on and add information and find my medical history as well. So it's just a really easy and efficient way to get our medical records right away, and, you know, it's just so convenient for us since we're traveling so much internationally, and I don't know how many doctors I've seen in the last couple of years, but this will just really benefit us in the future.
And you know what, Alex, last time I had you on, I asked you, because I'm a Berkeley guy too, if you liked Top Dog or Blondies, and you went with Top Dog, and I've had a lot of people say that they're behind you, that would be their choice as well.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck. We hope you're up there hearing the national anthem. Bring home the gold. We're all behind you, and we're very proud of you, so keep it up.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. That's Alex Morgan, star striker for the United States Women's National Team and the United States Olympian. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.